Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contaminated.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to All About Relationships, the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host for this evening, and I'm Audrey Blake, better known to some as Audrey B., the author on Facebook. Well, wow, we have an exciting show tonight. I just can't begin to tell you how exciting tonight's show is. Just to tell you a few things to get it started, well, first of all, Dr. Walker is not with us on the show this evening, but he sends his regards, as always. He's traveling, and actually he will rejoin us on the show next week. So best travels and safe travels to Dr. Walker if he gets a chance to listen in between his traveling experiences. Tonight's show is so exciting. Actually, we started this show about 2 weeks ago. I believe it was June 4th, if the calendar serves me right, correctly. And it wasn't. It was actually May 28th. And we had such a lively discussion. We had two very special guests on the show that night. It was Lisa and Larry. And Lisa and Larry were two individuals that I had met at different events in my travels, and they really brought a lively perspective to the discussion. Well, if all goes well tonight, I'm actually checking with our studio switchboard operators to see if we have our guests back on the line yet. One of them will definitely call in tonight, and then we may actually also have an additional special guest possibly joining us as well. Wow. Well, just to tell you a little bit about our show, if you're joining us for the first time, All About Relationships, the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. This is actually a show where we reach out to people across the country and across the world through this radio station and really just discussing relationship issues. And again, we have to put out basically a disclaimer that we are not substituting our relationship advice for the advice from a licensed professional. So if you are in a situation where you need a licensed professional, we certainly highly encourage you to seek that out. The opinions and views that are expressed on this show are simply that, our opinion, the opinions of myself, Dr. Walker, and our guests. So we just want to put that out there that basically, you know, those of you who know me know I keep it real. So basically, is if you need help, get help. But certainly we hope that our listeners do benefit from our discussions on this show. Before we get into tonight's story, I want to talk a little bit about Dr. Walker. Dr. Walker is a speaker and does many things, and one of the things is he's the author of a book called After the Passion, Now What? He does have a website, and you can go to his website if you just Googled Dr. Jesse Walker, and that's Jesse without the I in it, J-E-S-S-E. Dr. Jesse Walker Show, you will be led to his website. Also, I actually am an author also of a book. Actually, I just finished my second book like last night about 3 o'clock in the morning, so I should be sleepy. But I have a book out already, and it's called Falling in Love with Me, ME stands for Mutual Enhancement, The Key to Healthy, Fulfilling Relationships. It's an awesome book. It's available in the ebook format that you can download to your smartphone or your Nook or Kindle, or you can get the hard copy version by going to any of your online bookstores, Amazon.com, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, etc. Just Google Falling in Love with Me and Audrey Blake, actually, and the book will pop up. It's very reasonable, and I've heard that it's a good read, so sometimes I have to pull it out and read it myself. Tonight's tidbit is learning to let it go. Learning to let it go. You know, there are many situations in life where we have to learn to let it go. Sometimes letting go means letting go of a relationship. Sometimes it means letting go of a past hurt or pain. So love is learning to L-I-G, let it go. Okay. Well, I see our switchboard. We're starting to get some callers in, and that's just awesome. We are going to, if you are interested, after we do our storyline in commenting on what you hear or giving your perspective, you can just simply press 1. Those of you who may be listening online, we certainly encourage you to dial in as well, particularly if you want to speak. The number is 347-857-1769. So, interesting show, lively discussion tonight. So, let's talk about relationships. Well, as you can recall, on two weeks ago, we did a show, part one of this show. And actually, the show was about how soon is too soon to date after a breakup or divorce. Most of us have experienced a breakup, maybe not a divorce, but at least some type of breakup, even along the way to your current relationship. And so the question becomes, how soon is too soon? We definitely encourage your participation on this show. Let me just tell you a little bit about our scenario tonight, what we were discussing 2 weeks ago that just had the phones jumping off the ring. It was popping, as we say. The show, the storyline was about Carlos and Anna. And Carlos and Anna actually were a couple in their early 30s. They had dated since graduate school. They met in graduate school, and they dated for 2 years. And now they both found themselves with jobs, working in the health field, actually at a hospital system. They didn't work in the same department, however. And so Carlos really loved Lisa. Now, I'm sorry, did I say Lisa? Carlos really loved Anna. And actually, Anna loved Carlos, so she thought at first, but over time she started to realize that she really wasn't in love with Carlos. She liked him and his physical attributes, so she was very physically attracted to him, but she just really wasn't in love. So this all kind of came to a head, as we say, when Carlos proposed marriage to Anna. And Anna unfortunately turned him down. And her reasoning was that she had just gotten accepted into medical school. How exciting. And that she really wanted to focus on medical school. Well, Carlos, of course, was disappointed, but he accepted this. And one day, as Carlos was walking across the hospital campus, as I said, they did not work in the same department, he looked under a tree in a sitting area that people normally go out for breaks and lunch, and there was Anna smiling, laughing, and holding hands with another guy. Imagine that. Well, Carlos was really devastated, and he walked up to them, and Anna quickly introduced the gentleman she was with as her new boyfriend. This was a total shock and heartbreaker for Carlos. Because first of all, Carlos did not even realize that they were no longer in a relationship. He knew that she had turned down his marriage proposal, but nobody said anything about breaking up. So now it was very obvious that they had broken up. Carlos was very depressed, as you can imagine, and sulked and hung around the house. And finally his buddies encouraged him to go out, have some fun. And he did, and he met a young lady named Sheila. And Sheila and Carlos have been going out for 2 weeks, and Carlos says he is in love. Which brings us again to tonight's story. How soon is too soon to start dating after a breakup or a divorce? In this case, it's a breakup. I see we do have one caller on the line, but I'm not sure if that caller is ready to come in at this time. Any callers on the line, any additional callers on the line, please. Actually, we do have more than one. My producers have corrected me on that one. But if there are any callers on the line that wish to express yourself, please do so by pressing 1, and our producers will bring you in. So let's talk about this. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. This is obviously quite a devastation for Carlos. Carlos, again, on last week, if you recall, Carlos, we had a big discussion, first of all, about Carlos and just whether or not Anna really had a new boyfriend. Because she used the excuse about medical school. So the big debate on last week, or the last show, part one, was really, is this what it seems? Was the explanation that Anna gave Carlos really the truth? Or was it simply an excuse? So she said that she wanted to focus on medical school. But the question becomes, then she's seen laughing, holding hands with another guy who she so promptly and non-hesitantly introduces as her new boyfriend. I mean, really, what's really going on here? Let's ponder that. You know, As I said, there's a book I wrote. It's called Falling in Love with Me, and it's about relationships, and some of it's very much from personal experiences and then just those of individuals I've come across in life and that I talk to every day. So then we want to really look at what's really going on. That's my frequent saying for those who know me. I see we have some more callers that are listening in, and we certainly welcome you to the show. But please feel free to press 1 and join us. We will be more than happy to bring you in on our discussion this evening. And we are actually also still waiting on one of our special guests to arrive online. So we'll keep talking and discussing this, because I know that there are lots of listeners out there, and oftentimes they find themselves in a relationship. And let's first of all talk about that even before the breakup. In a relationship where one party thinks the relationship is just going great, it's awesome, and then there's another party that simply is maybe fulfilled in one area but not feeling the relationship the same way that the party does. So then the question becomes, what's up with that? And then the question is, how then do you actually express yourself? How do you come in and say, this is not working? Or particularly, I'm not really talking about a marriage in this instance. I'm really talking about dating. So you're dating someone, male dating a female, female dating a male, and you know in your heart of hearts that, you know, this person, because I'm a female, I'm going to give the scenario from the female perspective. This person adores you. They're looking at you when you go out with that special twinkle in his eye that she is just awesome. Every moment, they hinge on every word that comes out of your mouth. And you are thinking, it's really not all that for me. It's fun. It's okay. He's okay as a friend. But this person is thinking, wow, this is the one. This is the woman of my dream. So what do you do? I would really be interested in hearing either through email or through just if you want to, if you don't really want to talk on the air. I know some people are a little shy, and that's okay. Or if you want to shoot me an email on Facebook, my Facebook login is Audrey the Author. Audrey B, I'm sorry, Audrey B, T-H-E. A-U-T-H-O-R. Hit me up on Facebook. Let me know what you think. I see we have several listeners. And so what do you do in that instance? I mean, is it really fair to continue to let this person be enthralled with you, be head over heels with you, about you, and you're not feeling them like that? You're not hating them, but you're not, you know that they can see that you are their world. They can spend the rest of their lives with you. And you're thinking, you know, they're thinking you are Mrs. Right, the future Mrs. Right. And you're thinking, you're just Mr. Right now. And so as we look at this scenario with Anna and Carlos, let's talk about it a little bit here. Let's see, do we have any callers? I'm checking with our producers because they're telling us that the switchboard is just lighting up. And we have lots of callers, but certainly, again, please press 1 on your dial pad, and our producers will bring you in on the line because we want to hear from you. We want to know what you think. And, again, those of you who are out there on Facebook, actually I'm Facebooking some things and getting some great likes and feedback, call on in. Actually, somebody said they're going to call in now, so just go ahead and press 1 when you call in, and our producers will bring you in to the live studio. And as we say, don't be scared, as we say in the South. But, yes, really, what do you do? Because it's a little bit unfair to continue to allow that individual to basically act like everything's okay when in actuality, to think everything's okay when it's not. Okay, I think we have a couple of callers that are calling in, and what we generally do here, you can say your first name, and we may have one of our special guests actually on the line, but we're going to say just a few numbers of your phone number. The producers give me just the first few numbers, and we won't put your whole number out there. We respect your privacy. But 904-465 is on the line. You're live. Welcome to All About Relationships, Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Are you on the line?
Hi, I am.
Okay. And who do we have calling tonight?
This is Pat calling from Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, Pat. So, Pat, tell us what your thoughts are about, I don't know if you've heard the scenario or not, about Anna and Carlos. What are your thoughts, first of all, on the relationship?
Well, it's a sad, sad situation, as the old song used to say. I have another friend who always say, poor me, I didn't get the memo. Obviously, Carlo didn't get the memo that there wasn't a relationship to start with.
Wow.
Relationships are mutual, and oftentimes we're blinded by the fact of, or we don't want to see things that are obviously there, and I'm sure that this wasn't his first indication that Anna, I believe is her name, was not really as interested in him as she was, as he was in her. However, now that they've gotten to this point, it sounds to me that it's obviously an excuse that Anna uses. Or perhaps it wasn't. Sometimes we are infatuated when we feel that we're in love. Sometimes exciting new things are very interesting to us. But later we find, well, it's not all of that. Unfortunately, we're not truthful enough in enough of our relationships to let the other partner in a relationship, know that the feelings aren't mutual. And this is when it becomes very difficult and sad for one of, or of course, or the other.
Wow, you're correct. You made some really valid points, very valid points. And it seems like poor Carlos. I mean, they really were dating for 2 years, but it just seems like he really didn't get the memo, or really was there a memo You know, because there you are thinking she turned down your proposal, but she's with dude here under the tree. What's really going on? Wow.
And apparently, again, could have been a time when they both felt the same way. But again, I am sure there have been other signs. In a relationship, we have to pay attention to the verbal as well as the nonverbal cues. And I think that's where a lot of hurt comes from, nonverbal cues that we don't pay attention to or we try to ignore because it's too painful to us. So I think had Carlo really paid attention to the relationship, he would have realized, and on topic of how soon is too soon, obviously for Carlo, it's too soon because he's in love again. And I'm not saying that love doesn't happen in 2 weeks, but what I am saying is his past experience probably is a good predictor of his future behavior and what will happen to him in the future. And it appears that Carlo needs to be more cautious about what's going on with him and what a relationship really is. And he's looking for love. Again, there's another old song, possibly in all the wrong places, and he has to learn, like your book talks about, mutual enhancement, falling in love with himself and falling in love with the idea that there's someone there who can care about him as much as he cares about them.
Ah, well, thank you. Well, hold the line, Pat. We have some more callers in, and we just brought the producer telling me we have another caller, 407-492. Would you like to give in? You're welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Okay. Well, we'll that caller, 407-492, if you'd like to come in at another time, just press 1. Our producers will pick you back up. Great. Okay, well, our switchboard is lighting up tonight, and we don't want to lose you because we see them coming in. So we have here on the switchboard 305-502. You're on the line. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, all about relationships.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi.
Who do we have on the show?
We have Tina and Maurice.
Okay, Tina and Maurice. Tina, welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, all about relationships. What are your thoughts about the story tonight about Carlos and Anna and how soon is too soon to date after a breakup?
Well, I certainly think you need to give yourself time to overcome or heal from whatever caused the breakup in that previous relationship. Otherwise, you'll be taking, you know, your issues from that relationship into a new relationship. It's like putting new wine into an old bottle. So you would have to make sure that you are clear of old baggage, because that's how we carry relationships unhealthy. We tend to bring our issues from other relationships into new relationships, and it doesn't work.
Right, right. So, Carlos, what do you think? First of all, let's talk about Anna. And Anna actually, do you feel that Anna really broke up, or did she break up properly with Carlos, or was that the best way to do it?
Oh, I'm not sure. I didn't hear the scenario of how they broke up.
Sure, I'll be glad to bring you up to speed. So what happened was Carlos asked Anna, and for those who are new listeners that have tuned in, Carlos asked Anna to marry him. They've been dating for 2 years and met in grad school, and Anna gave the excuse that she wasn't ready because she had gotten accepted to medical school. And so Carlos thought they were still dating until one day he saw her under the tree at their job, because they worked at the hospital, but just different areas, holding hands with another guy, and she introduced this gentleman as her new boyfriend.
Wow. Oh, okay. So he didn't get the memo.
Wow. So you're the second person that said that. He didn't get the memo. So the fact that she turned down his proposal, I mean, did that mean they automatically they broke up?
Definitely. She had already moved on. She just did not inform him that she had moved on, but she had already moved on, which was not the proper thing to do, but obviously that's what she did. That's what
wow.
I meant by he didn't get the message.
Wow. Okay. Well, hold the line. We have another caller, and if you can hold on for a moment, we thank you for joining us. So we have caller 954-226. 954-226. You're live. Welcome to the Dr. Jessie Walker Show.
Thank you. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. Well, we've been having some interesting dialogue about how soon is too soon. So what are your thoughts on Carlos and Anna?
That was a hard one. I think Anna was very much unfair to Carlos. She should have at least discussed with him that she is no longer interested in carrying on with the relationship. You know, I think that she could have done a better job at informing him. And when she turned down his proposal, maybe he should have gotten the message, the fact that apparently she didn't say, well, I want to go to medical school now, so let's wait for another year before we get engaged. But, you know, if she didn't give him any hope, then maybe he should have realized that she does not want to be with him anymore. But even so, she should have broken up with him in the right way. You know, I think this might come back to haunt her later because she might feel that from the other person that she's involved with.
Wow, that's interesting. It might come back to haunt her later. Wow, so what do you think she should have done?
I think she should have let him know that she's not in love with him or she does not have the same interest that he has in the relationship, and she should just be very honest with him and let him know that, you know, she's going to move on. And even so, I think she went into another relationship way too soon because she had just broken up with him and now she's with someone else. Maybe it could be that she was already with someone else even before they broke up. You know, you can never tell, but I think she needed to give herself some time before she jumped into another relationship.
Absolutely. Actually, and I haven't said a lot about my thoughts, but I definitely, those are some of my thoughts also. I think that Lisa kind of took the wimpy way out because she did not just say. But we have another call on the line, so hold on. We have to, wow, the switchboard, my producers are telling me the switchboard is lighting up. So we're excited. We're going to try to get to as many people as possible this evening. So we're going to bring on the line 912-398 and 912-398. You're live on the Dr. Jessie Walker Show. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, Audrey. You have Larry Moore here.
Hi, Larry, our special guest.
Yeah.
How you doing, Larry?
I'm doing fantastic. I hope that you would forgive me. I got caught up in something there and could not get on the line earlier, but I am here, actually, and I hope that'll be okay.
No problem. So I really shared with our viewers, our listening audience, I mean, and viewers, the storyline on Carlos and Anna, and just basically told the twist about it. So let's just jump right to it. We were just talking about, first of all, do you think that Anna really was fair or made it clear? Did she break up with Carlos the right way? Did she go about it right, or what should she have done if she didn't?
Well, I don't think she did, and I say that because Anna knew exactly what she wanted, and like we talked the last time we were on the show, she just wanted to ease her mind and not necessarily worry about Carlos's feelings, because had she been worried about Carlos's feelings, I believe she would have told him that up front. So, no, she didn't do that the right way.
Okay, but let's think about this. Maybe, you know, she's known Carlos. Lisa wasn't able to join us tonight, but she's known Carlos for, you know, quite a couple of years. And so she knows what Carlos can handle and what he can't. So do you think she may have taken that approach? Because if she had just said, look, Carlos, this ain't working out, that maybe he would have been suicidal?
That's a very good point, Audrey. That's a very good point. However, I don't believe that was the case with Carlos, even though it doesn't mention that. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
We have some interference on the line, but I'm gonna. Our producers are going to take care of that. Can you hear us now? Go ahead, Larry.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes.
Carlos was suicidal or could have been suicidal, but the thing is, it seems to me, since she had a relationship established with Carlos already, seems to me that she would have known those kinds of things, being that she had already established a relationship with Carlos. And I just think it's that she didn't want to hurt his feelings, but the truth of the matter is she ended up hurting his feelings in an indirect manner, because Carlos saw her sitting on the bench holding hands with someone else. And the story doesn't mention that Carlos wanted to commit suicide when he saw that. And if he was suicidal, surely that would have been enough for him to do that, but yet and still he ended up finding somebody else. So that's why I don't think that Carlos is suicidal.
Okay. Well, let's bring, hold on just a moment. Our producers are talking with us. Let's bring Pat. I don't know if Pat's still on the line. Pat, are you on the line?
I am.
Okay. Well, what are your thoughts about this? And I actually didn't get a chance to introduce our guest for this evening. You know, Larry actually is a motivational speaker. And, Larry, we talked a lot about, well, you want to tell the audience one more time what you do, and then we're going to let Pat talk a little bit about what she does as well.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I am a motivational speaker and a coach. I failed to mention on your last show that I am also an adjunct professor for one of the colleges here in Savannah, and I teach business and marketing classes there. And I've been doing this for several years. And my website, just in case someone wants to know, is www.lem, and those initials stand for Larry E. Moore, so that's www.lemcoaching.com.
Okay.
So, yeah, my goal is to help people with their professional and personal lives along the lines of motivation.
Okay, great. And we also have Pat on the line. Pat, would you like to tell the audience a little bit about what you do as well?
Sure. Wow, Larry. I'll tell you what, you couldn't have spoken about what I do any better than I can. I, too, am a life coach.
Wow.
I am an adjunct professor at one of the colleges here in Jacksonville where I teach business. This is just amazing, the similarities. I also own Triumph Training and Consulting, which is a professional coaching business for businesses and motivating employees to excel. So I see there are a lot of similarities, but we certainly have a different view on this topic.
Let it roll.
What I think is missing again, and I don't think you were on the line earlier, Larry, when I said it, is Carlo knew. He knew. She didn't have to tell him anything. Because I would venture to say in a 2-year relationship that if the first sign you had that someone didn't have the same feelings for you was that they didn't want to marry you with a lame excuse, if that's the first indication that you had that that person was not in love with you or didn't feel the same way about you that you did, you were just fooling yourself. You were closing your eyes to what was very obvious
because, yes, it could be painful, or, yes, you wanted it so badly that you didn't want to see, as the old proverbial saying goes, the forest for the trees, or you couldn't see the forest for the trees. And I really believe that she had no further obligation to inform him, because I would even venture to say in a relationship the way this went, she had probably told him before. But let's say she didn't, because that wasn't in the storyline. He had an obligation to ask her when the questions popped up in his head, hey, are you as invested in this relationship as I am? Hey, you know, I deserve better. I want more. I don't see you giving me 100%. Am I the only person in this relationship? Because, you know, the ideal relationship is 50-50, but I don't really believe that those exist either. I'm very much a realist. But when you've got a 20-80 going on or 70-30 going on, there might be some issues. And I think Carlo had an idea.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting. Larry, I want to say, before you came on the air, I talked about for a while about, you know, how people out there may find themselves in relationships, and I did it from the female perspective, of course, me being female, that, you know, you're seeing somebody and this person adores you. They're looking at you with that gleam in their eye like you're their world, and thinking that you are the future Mrs. Right, and you're thinking you're just Mr. Right now. So it's interesting about the different perspectives and perceptions that people can have in the same relationship.
Is it my turn now?
Yes,
it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We defer the floor to the gentleman. The gentleman has the floor.
All right. Good deal. Well, Pat, I have to say that not only do I respect your opinion, because we want the audience to realize that that's what both of us are doing. We're not stating any facts here. And your opinion is very strong, and I always applaud those kind of responses that I have to tell you. However, what about this scenario? Because like you said, the storyline doesn't mention what you just talked about, but what about this scenario? You got to know that there are people out here who are in relationships, and one mate may tell the other mate, or the or one friend or however they're classified may tell the other person, look, I'm not ready for marriage right now, and I've got a couple of things I want to do before I go that route. And with that being said, that point can be well taken by the other person, and the intent could very well mean that I'm not ready right now. We'll do this, you know, later when I finish the other obligations or the other goals that I have set for myself. So Carlos was not wrong in thinking that Anna was sincere when she made that statement, because you have to understand the best way to tell somebody what you want them to know is just to come out and tell it and not play games. And Anna, if she did feel that Carlos should have gotten the point, that was unfair, because she never directly said that. And sometimes nonverbal signs and things that go unspoken can be interpreted inaccurately. So, and like I said on the last show, Audrey, if you remember, if you want me to know something, tell me. I mean,
right.
a relationship is not a game where it should not be a game that people play. And if that's the case, what's wrong with the good old, okay, let me just tell you up front and be direct with you. Even she could have said to Carlos, Carlos, I love you dearly. However, I'm not ready for marriage, and I think my love for you is not romantic, but just platonic, and let's just keep it that way. What was wrong with Anna saying that to Carlos? That way, there would have been no surprises, no guesses, no, well, I'm not sure, anything of that nature, if you get my point or my drift, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. Well, Larry, hold that thought. We got two more callers trying to come in. And we definitely want to give people a chance. And so let's bring in, we have, looks like they've been holding for a moment perhaps, is 863-412, my producers are telling me. 863-412, you're live. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, all about relationships. Who do we have on the line?
This is Dennis.
Hi, Dennis. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Good. So what are your thoughts?
I have several thoughts. One, I'm going to go on what Larry just talked about, and that was, if you want me to know something, say it. Don't beat around the bush. Don't try to have me read between the lines. Just come right out and tell me. And I know, and you know, and there's no question about it. And it seems to me that the young lady, what's her name, Anna?
Yes, Anna.
In the story,
Anna?
Yes. It's almost like she must be a young person because older people really didn't do it that way. But younger women that they try to do what men used to do, love them and leave them, play with their heads, you know, and like Larry said, that's not right. And we shouldn't do that. We should be open. If I'm in a relationship dating you for 2 years, you know, and you've been my exclusive, talk to me. Tell me. If you're not interested anymore, that's fine. You know, but, you know, we're grown folks. We just know.
Interesting. All right, good point, Dennis. Good point. Well, let's talk about something else here. Let's go to, we have probably about, our producers are telling me, let me check with them. We have less than 20 minutes left on the air, and actually this has been awesome. So let's talk about how soon is too soon to date. So we've kind of heard different opinions here as far as the way the breakup happened. But now let's look at it. It's happened. Carlos has now been convinced to start going out, and he met Sheila, and it's been about 2 weeks, and Carlos is in love. Anybody has some thoughts on that?
Hello?
Yes?
It's Pat again. Am I still on?
You are on the air live.
I'm sorry. And this is, again, I too respect your opinion as well, Larry, but this is the portion that causes me to believe that there were some unspoken things in the relationship that he did not pay attention to. The fact now, 2 weeks later, okay, heart busted open, so disappointed, but 2 weeks later, he's in love. So that in and of itself kind of leads me to believe that the relationship they had, there were some other concerns and some issues that he just closed his eyes to. So let me back down off of Carlo a little bit. I'm not saying that he's the bad guy or he didn't deserve to know. He did deserve to know. But now 2 weeks later, you're in love again. So apparently it's too soon to answer the question that's at hand right now. I don't think you're ready, Carlo, in 2 weeks, because, again, your heart was so broken over this two-year relationship that 2 weeks later you are now professing you're in love. So apparently he's not had the – could it be rebound? Yes, it could be. Or could it be that Carlo just falls in love way too quickly, way too soon, because there are some other things within his character that he needs to address that will cause him to be more self-confident, have more self-esteem, and allow himself the time that he needs to heal and love himself before falling in love with someone else. And the young lady commented earlier in the show that you have to give yourself time to heal. Otherwise, that baggage goes into the new relationship, and that's exactly where he's going. He's carrying a big suitcase full of stuff into a new relationship and probably will end up heartbroken again in a few weeks.
Wow. Okay. All right. We're going to see if we still have we had another call on the line earlier, and I think our producers may have lost you. 954-226, are you still on the line? 954-226.
Hi, this is Rose.
Okay, Rose. Sorry, I think we our producers lost you for a moment. We apologize on their behalf. But what are your thoughts on that?
I'm sorry. I wasn't hearing you clearly.
Oh, that's okay. Well, basically, our previous Pat just commented that, you know, we've been talking about Carlos and whether or not he really was seeing things as it was. That's my interpretation. Sometimes we see what we want to see, you know, instead of seeing what's really there. So we started talking about the fact that he has started dating already and he's in love. Do you think he's really in love?
You know, I think he's kind of just dating to get over his ex. Yeah, that's, I think that's a possibility. Because if he really loved her, there, I don't think he could just fall in love with someone else so quickly. You know, with her, she clearly didn't love him, and so it was, you know, she could fall for someone else because she didn't really love him anymore. But if he really loved her, it would be hard for him to just fall in love right away.
Okay. Okay, we have another call, and then we're going to go back to Dennis and Larry. But 407-492, you're live. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Okay, 407-492. Okay, well, I think we lost that caller, but please feel free to call back. If you are following us through the computer, you can hit us up on Facebook, Audrey B. The Author, T-H-E, author. But certainly, so Dennis and then Larry, what are your thoughts on should Carlos, is he ready to start dating again, or should he have given himself some space and time?
He. This is Dennis. He should have given him some space and time, but I know a couple men who can't live without a woman. One broke up this week, and 3 days later, he was with another one, ready to get married. He couldn't live without somebody. Well, he needed somebody to take care of him. You know, that mother type of image or almost a slave mentality for the woman. But he needed somebody, and he had to have somebody, and he didn't wait. And he hoped down the line he would, I'd say, really fall in love. He would say he's in love, but that's in their minds.
Okay. Larry, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I got to tell you, it's interesting how the male perspectives are so closely related here and how Pat seems to be on a limb out there by herself. But, you know, I'm not implying that we are dominant in this story because, you know,
Now, Larry.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to provoke thoughts and answers.
Yeah,
that's all I'm
like
doing.
Yeah, just like Carlo was on a limb by himself, right?
Yes. I do kind of agree with Pat. I do think that this was a rebound situation for Carlos, and I think that the love that he had for Anna may have flowed over to this other person, and initially it could have seemed like love, but it may not have been just because of the feelings that he had for Anna. But the point that I want to make, love has different timelines for different people. And who are we to say that Carlos could not have fallen in love in a month or 2 weeks or 6 months or a year, because, you know, times do change. But I remember I was raised by my grandparents, and they didn't talk that long before they got married, and they ended up staying together for almost 60 years after they got married. Matter of fact, it was truly a till death do you part situation for them. So I will say that every person is different, every personality is different, and what may seem to be a short period for one person may seem to be like a lifetime for someone else. And so Carlos is right and justified in you know, falling in love, especially if his heart was broken. You know, I don't want to go back on that, but I can't help but think, you know, it's okay to read between the lines. It's okay to pick up on different points and try to read people's, you know, nonverbal communication. But the fact of the matter is, Carlos may not have had the ability to see these things that are obviously quite apparent to you and Pat's point of view.
Okay. Well, now let's just talk for a moment. We have just a few moments left, and this is a very interesting conversation. And males and females do seem to have slightly different perspectives on things. But, hey, I'm going to throw something new in it. So what's wrong with getting somebody to get over the other person? You know, what's wrong with a little distraction? I mean, it's worked for all of us at some time or another, hasn't it? What are your thoughts on that? I mean, is there anything really wrong with, you know, Carlos, and he was depressed for a little while, so now he's got Sheila. He's not, I mean, hey, Anna has her man. Why should he be alone? Just a
anybody?
Question going out there.
Okay, go ahead. I just got through speaking, so go ahead, Pat.
Pat, don't let me down.
What I wanted to say was Carlo needs medication. Is I'm sorry. And perhaps let me switch my perspective. I guess I'm seeing it as a character flaw within a person. And, of course, obviously our opinion comes from our personalities and the life we've lived and the experiences that we've had. Larry, you said some things that I agreed with that actually I think kind of backed what I was saying, but I didn't write them down, so I can't bring them back to you right now. But I think it's a fallacy to believe that you can get someone that's going to help you get over someone else. It's everyone in the situation ends up getting hurt. You get hurt. The person that you've brought in, now Carlo has become what Anna was to him. He's become to Sheila. Because if he is going into this with the intentional thought that he just needs someone to get over this, that is definitely wrong. I would disagree with that. I would say that we should not use each other as pawns to get over bad relationships or to whatever the case might be, to overcome whatever it is our adversity is. What I would say is that unintentionally, perhaps that's what he is doing, and that doesn't make for a good relationship either. So your question, I believe, Audrey, was is it okay and why shouldn't we? And I believe we should not. I don't believe that it's okay, and I believe that we should not, because we're just knitting the web bigger and not really dealing with our true emotions, not really dealing with the fact that perhaps I'm still in love with Anna and I'm bringing someone else in, and I'm going to hurt that person just like she's hurt me. And this may sound corny, but hurting people hurt people. I mean, and I know we hear that in terms of abusive situations, and this is what it will become, emotional abuse, in the sense that the longer he's with Sheila, just as a replacement for Anna, the worse the hurt is going to be. So he should suck it up, get over it, deal with it.
Wow,
what he should have already known, what he should have already known. And I know it's not. I know it's easier said than done.
Okay,
but
we're
going
to go ahead and bring
process.
Okay, is that Larry or Dennis wants to come in real
That was Larry right quick. I just have a question for Pat right quick.
Go ahead.
But my question is, she mentioned that Carlos obviously had a character flaw. My question to Pat is, am I to imply or am I to think that Anna may not have had a character flaw as well? And if so, what? And if not, why not?
Oh, absolutely. I believe Anna had some issues going on, too. I never said that it was totally Carlos' fault, but I think mutually they had some involvement in the relationship. He not reading all the signs and in between, and maybe she not being as open as she should have been, and she may have been. He may have ignored it.
So I think they both have issues that cause the situation to be what it is. I won't blame Carlo fully. I just think Carlo should have been more aware. I feel like he may have been more aware than he was able to deal with.
Okay, blind is on. We have one more caller, and then I'm going to give my closing thoughts on this topic. This has been an awesome, awesome discussion. We knew it would be because part one was, in the old term, off the chain. I know people say they don't say that anymore, but I'm still old school. And so we have one other caller that our producer said maybe trying to get in. That's 863. Okay. Yes, 863-412. 863-412.
Yes.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay, who do we have on the line?
This is Dennis.
Oh, hi, Dennis. Welcome back. Okay, Dennis. Well, you'll give
right.
us a quick thought in about a minute, and then we'll have our closing thoughts.
Okay. Instead of Carlos being in love, he is probably more in lust.
Hmm.
And
keep it real.
And that does happen, and people get that confused. Now, he may be saying that he is in love to hurt Anna, saying, you know, Anna, basically you were nothing, and now I really found a woman that will satisfy my needs, you know, be there for me. But I think he was more in lust than he was in love. And you know, maybe that's what he was looking at Anna for, and Anna moved on, and he said, well, I got to do something.
Okay, well, Dennis, on that note, that's tight. We have 90 seconds left, and so, again, I want to remind all of our listeners that the opinions and views expressed by myself and our guest tonight are simply that, opinions and nothing more, and should not replace counseling and professional counseling. But I just encourage you, page 68 or 56 of my book says, it's best that if at some point in your life, if you're not married already, that you spend some time just not being in a committed relationship. So my opinion is that Carlos really went into the new relationship too fast and that he should have spent some time to enjoy just being alone for a while, using this time to discover or rediscover who he really was, what he likes, and where he was going in life. Being alone is not bad. It can be the best thing you'll ever experience if you use that time alone to your benefit. So instead of using it to wonder what everybody else is doing and when the right man or the right woman in Carlos's case will come along, use it to do what you enjoy and explore your feelings. So if there's anybody out there that has recently gone through a breakup, we realize it's painful, you're hurting. Allow yourself to feel what you feel. But before you move on, spend some time falling in love with you. Well, we're closing out, and thank you for calling in to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, All About Relationship. Until next week, be good and be blessed. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.